Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 12 through 13. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all of those engaged in selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of thieves." I'm back talking about the seven corporal and spiritual works of mercy again. Today we're going to discuss the corporal works of mercy, and I can see how each has its own effect on our daily desire to serve the least, the lonely, the lost, and the languished. Who can identify with each one of these? One must admit that they seem to have the same qualities, for all of these individuals can be identified as each other. For example, the least could be lonely, lost, and languished. Amen? The least normally are the ones who are considered financially unable to do whatever they want to do and are seen by many in society as the ones who are inconsequential to humanity. The child in a womb comes to mind. A homeless person, sometimes called a street dweller, is at the top of the list. Let me say that I have experienced all four. I was jobless, carless, and homeless for more than 2 years of my life, sleeping in ditches, abandoned cars, friends and strangers' couches, or the Salvation Army, selling my blood and begging to friends and strangers alike, seeking a death to overcome the shame of being raped by a man. I had no fear of another, for it was my ultimate demise I was seeking, and I was willing to die for the drug I was already trying to kill myself with. Ultimately, the Lord had His way with me. Ultimately, the Lord has His way with you once you simply believe He can and will turn you into the one who administers every one of these, be it corporal works of mercy or spiritual works of mercy. They both work hand in hand. Amen? But let's talk about the seven corporal works of mercy first, and describe how you can share your time, talent, and treasure in accomplishing each one of these. Tomorrow we'll discuss the seven spiritual works of mercy. Now, let's begin. Where are we feeding the hungry? Most likely you have hungry neighbors right next door to your home. Fix them a casserole dinner and take it to them in a throwaway aluminum pan. Carry snacks on you and help those on corners who are seeking help. Now, how do we give drink to the thirsty? Simply carry with you a case of water, or mindfully set up a cooler with Gatorades when heading into town, and offer them to construction workers who are obviously hot and thirsty. How can we clothe the naked? By emptying your closet of unwanted clothes once a month, and make a post of your on your neighbor's app, and ask anyone if anyone needs any clothes, or take them to your nearest care center or Salvation Army and donate them. Sheltering the homeless. I must admit this one is tough to follow through with because we don't want to give up our dwelling areas for complete strangers. Yet we can be ready and willing for those who are a friend if we hear of someone needing a place to stay. Again, this is tough. We did it for prisoners transitioning in society by allowing them to use our camper. But this is a tough one. Hard to help others you don't know. That's why we must trust in Jesus when this is spoken of as being needed. Visiting the imprisoned. Join a Kairos prison ministry and you'll have this opportunity to visit those who are being corrected for some societal mistake. There are many ways to help out in local county jails and state prisons. Just call one and ask. Comforting the sick. This one seems tough, but in reality, you can go to a local hospital and ask to volunteer. Once inside, you will see sick people everywhere and can offer prayer even in silence as they walk by or at the entrance to their hospital room. Prayer for the sick is very powerful. Pray for the sick. And finally, burying the dead. Try and be aware of those who pass away in your church and attend their funerals, but as importantly, their burials, where once the funeral is concluded, pray for them there over their coffin or urn and invoke the Holy Spirit to comfort them in their journey to life eternal, asking Jesus to give them what you seek in being forgiven by death's calm. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, I am sorry. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Yesterday, I took flowers to my daughter, Alexandra, for Mother's Day at her work. I haven't done this in a number of years, and I reached out to her yesterday. Please pray for her. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, named her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. We pray for our friend to have a baby with his wife. Lord, we ask you to bless their family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21 with verses 12 and 13, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Thieves' Den Made by You Indeed. Area of temple entered Jesus, buyers and sellers driven out, changer of money tables overturned, dove sellers' seats a toppled out. Them addressed by Jesus' rouse. Written it is, you must concede. Prayer house shall be my house. Thieves' den made by you indeed. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Wiggins. It's May 13th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today at 8:44 in the name of Jesus, saying God bless you, John. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.